The climate is a common good, belonging to all and meant for all. Jesus challenges us to live out our faith in our actions. It is not enough to pray, to listen to the word of God and do nothing with it. We must also act and carry out God's will in our daily lives. Across the world, storms, droughts, and floods are becoming more frequent and more intense. They are damaging homes, crops, and livelihoods. Vulnerable communities are feeling the effects of a changing climate. Right now, there are 60 million people around the world experiencing extreme food shortages due to drought. This is just the latest example of the increasingly severe impacts of climate change on families in developing countries, a problem created not by them, but primarily by consumption and production in rich countries. In Laudato Si, Pope Francis highlights the need for lifestyle changes in response to climate change. Importantly, however, he also emphasizes the need for structural changes, including the urgent, progressive replacement of fossil fuels and other highly polluting technologies that are major contributors to climate change. Pope Francis's call to action is at the heart of Trokra's climate justice campaigning. Earlier this year, Trokra joined a global movement which calls on individuals, organizations, and institutions to remove their financial investments from the fossil fuel industry. This fossil fuel divestment movement is capturing the imagination of a diverse range of people, from student activists to religious congregations to financiers. In a few short years, the movement has become the fastest growing divestment campaign in history. Already more than 500 institutions, with an approximate value of 3.4 trillion euro, have committed to divest from fossil fuels. Divestment has been a tool in social justice campaigning for decades, and was a notable strategy employed by people and organizations in efforts to isolate the apartheid regime in South Africa. A public commitment to move your money out of fossil fuels and into just and accessible renewable energy solutions is a highly symbolic action. It sends a clear message to society and importantly to political decision makers that the fossil fuel era must end. The efforts required to deliver on a divestment commitment are no reason to shy away from making one. Indeed, they are part and parcel of the transformative conversations, decisions, and actions that are needed to respond to Pope Francis's call for us to create an entirely new way of being. In his reflections on climate change, Pope Francis describes the weakness of political responses to date as remarkable. There is an urgent need for us to challenge the mindset of short-term gain which dominates present-day economics and politics. Pope Francis describes every act of purchase as a moral and not simply economic act. In response to the Pope's plea, it is necessary to reflect on how financial investments may contribute to climate change. This includes investments of public money made by the Irish government. By pursuing fossil fuel divestment and supporting Trokra's campaign, everyone can play a part in creating a new way of being, one that is both just and sustainable. This Advent, let's take some time to contemplate the world around us and think about the simple, daily gestures that we can make to put our faith into action and care for our common home. Creator God, open our eyes to the beauty of the world around us and to the damage that we have caused. Open our hearts to care for this earth, our common home, and all that is in it. Amen.